News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Old Barracks Coffee Roastery in Tipperary offers drinks for up to €15 for caffeine lovers and their dogs, but not kids. As the owner, Alan Andrews, offers customers a child-free experience. He joins us now. Alan, thank you for running the gauntlet this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here.
Why are your coffee shops child-free?
Well, just one of them is.
Yeah.
So just the roastery in Birdhill.
Okay, fair enough. I've been in it. It's a beautiful spot. I did notice it was very tranquil. I didn't actually notice there was no kids in it, but maybe that's the reason it is so tranquil.
Well, it's subliminal. You see, all of these little stimuli are helping your experience.
Yeah.
And that's what you didn't realise. So when you walk away, you think that was very enjoyable. And then when you start to piece it all together, you realise that it's an adults-only space. You're sitting in this tranquil village of Birdhill, looking at the Clare Hills, the lower lake of the Shannon, and just enjoying.
It's beautiful. One of my kids did ring me about his homework while I was there, but so that did interrupt the tranquility. But I digress. Tell us why you went to decide to go kids free there.
Well, the main contributing factor at the time, 2015, was my daughter when I went to open or meet the tradesmen at the shop, and my daughter asked me, was I opening another coffee shop, and did she have to come with me to visit the shop every time?
And she said that in a less than enthusiastic way.
Yeah, absolutely. She was like, do we really have to go there with you now going forward? And I thought this is really interesting, because I know that my kids didn't want to go there, but I needed to bring them, so I felt anyway, because I was going to work. And I realised then I'm not the only person in this actual scenario, that loads of parents bring their kids with them because they want to go for coffee. And I felt that was her, she was upset at that or annoyed at that and didn't want to do it. And this was her way of communicating that. And I thought that was really important. So we decided to make the venue adults only. It has come with a lot of, I guess, criticism.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Feedback, constructive.
Dogs before kids,
curses,
that kind of stuff.
Lots of all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it has come.
Do you just roll with that?
Yeah, you double down. Double down. Like this, the thing about being in business is that you have to be very strident, I guess, in your opinion and your feeling around things. And it's the same reason why we only focus on quality coffees and we can do what we do.
So I'm curious, like let's say I was to walk in there with my one of my kids when they were younger, how do you deal with that? I'm totally unaware.
Yeah, so we'll serve you coffee, no problem, coffee to go. If your child is, particularly if it's you, it's coffee to go. If your child is, there's a rule of thumb, if your child is the same height as you, we leave them hang around if they're consuming coffee. But generally, the decision is we can serve coffee to go. And we have lots of people who come for coffee to go.
And have you had people digging in and saying, this is a disgrace, this is an outrage?
Yeah. We've had people who arrive with the kids, and the kids can read the signage, and they point it out to their father, and they say, Dad, it says adults only. And he says, just no, ignore that, we're going in anyway. And it's kind of bizarre. It's kind of bizarre to watch that. People know. People actively come knowing that it's adults only, and they assume that the rule doesn't apply to them.
Yeah.
And that makes it actually really difficult and annoying for people, because other people have come there because it's an adults-only space. And then people are arriving on with their kids.
So you feel it's a more serene, calmer experience for your customers because there are no kids there?
Yeah, well, it is, absolutely, yeah. And we built it on the backbone of these ideas of different stimuli. So there are visual stimuli, which is not only the surroundings of Birdhill, but also the idea that you can watch coffee being roasted or coffee being prepared. There's the aromatic stimuli. There are tactile stimuli, so you can taste, look and feel coffee beans. You can smell the aromas of coffee being ground, and you can sit in this tranquil space of Birdhill. So they all add to that experience.
Okay, here's the question. Is it all a bit precious? You know,
yeah,
all we
absolutely.
Want?
But we deserve that as adults. Like, seriously, why do people think that we don't? Like, and unless we push the envelope and give people experiences like that, well, then we all just end up with the same service from the same type of pot, and that's boring.
I do have to ask you, 15 quid for a cup of coffee?
Yeah, 15 quid if you want to buy a competition coffee that is roasted by someone like Daniel Horvat or Wojciech Teisler, two Irish barista champions.
So this is for proper coffee lovers?
Unbelievable coffee coffees that come from farms that are very exclusive and are going off. So like last week, there were competitions in Texas. There will be competitions in Copenhagen at the end of June. And the prices that people pay for coffees, like even just per kilo, could be 100 or 200 or 300 euros per kilo that are buying from farms. Okay. And we need to open that door so people can understand that there's...
I won't show you Keira Kelly's coffee because you'd be horrified.
I can see the cups on the table. You'd I can smell it as soon as I open the door.
It's so bad.
I could hear the machine churning outside.
Did you notice that he winced there when he said he could smell
my
coffee?
We all wince at your coffee.
Yeah.
Okay, so look, no apologising, no regrets. This is it, how it is. Take it or leave it.
That's basically. Like we've got to bring two things to customers. We've got to bring better education so we can make the industry more sustainable so that we can actually create long-term careers for people, and that's really important. And then we've got to give people the opportunity to learn that coffees taste different from different countries, and that they present differently based on how they've been farmed, and they cost differently, just much as wine does, or you know, if you want a variety in what type of clothes you wear or what type of car you buy, all of these things cost.
Okay.
And that's what we're trying to deliver. Yeah.
Okay, listen, thanks for popping into us today. Alan Andrews there, owner of the Old Barracks Coffee Roastery in Tip, in Bird Hill in Tip. Thanks indeed
thanks for the
talking
chats,
to us this morning. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Keira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.